Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cambodia Legal and Tax, the podcast where we break down Cambodia's legal and regulatory updates to help businesses stay compliant and confident. I'm your host, Chad, and today we're diving into three essential topics for companies operating in Cambodia: share certificates, domain name registration, and trademark protection. Joining me again is Zoe, our in-house legal and intellectual property expert. Hi, Zoe. Great to have you back.
Hi, Chad. It's great to be here. These are important topics that often get overlooked, but understanding them can really help companies avoid compliance issues later on.
Let's start with something fundamental: share certificates. What exactly is a share certificate?
A share certificate is a legal document that proves ownership of a certain number of shares in a company. It's typically issued by the company, signed by the chairperson of the board, and stamped with the company's seal. Think of it as an official proof of ownership for shareholders.
So does every company in Cambodia need to issue them?
Actually, no, they're not mandatory. The document that really matters is the company's latest Articles of Incorporation, or AOI. That's the official document filed with the Ministry of Commerce, and it records who owns what in the company. So while a share certificate looks nice and formal, the AOI is what truly serves as legal proof of shareholding in Cambodia.
That's really good to know. I think many business owners assume the certificate is the only proof of ownership.
Exactly, and that's a common misunderstanding. The AOI is the key record, and it's recognized by the authorities.
All right, let's move from paperwork to the online world. Domain names. I've noticed more companies are using .com, .kh domains these days. Is that required?
Yes, it is. Back in April 2022, the Ministry of Commerce and the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications issued Joint Notification 0837. It requires all registered companies in Cambodia to use a national domain name like .com, .kh for their official websites and business email addresses. And when companies submit their annual declaration of commercial enterprise, they also need to include an email address that uses this national domain.
So, no more Gmail or Yahoo for official company filings, right?
That's right. The idea is to make companies look more credible and professional, and also to improve security and traceability for business communication.
Makes sense. So, what kind of domain names can companies register?
There are actually six types of domain names available in Cambodia, managed by the Telecommunications Regulator of Cambodia. But for most businesses, the one they'll use is .com.kh, which is specifically for commercial companies and state-owned enterprises. The important thing is that the domain name must be the same as or very similar to the company's registered name, the one that appears on the certificate of incorporation.
And who's in charge of managing and approving these domain names?
That falls under the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications, working through the Telecommunications Regulator of Cambodia. They handle registrations, issue certificates, and keep records up to date.
All right, now on to something that every business owner should care about: trademarks. Let's start with the basics. What kind of marks can be registered in Cambodia?
Under Cambodia's trademark law, a trademark can be any visible sign that helps identify and distinguish goods or services. So that could include words, names, logos, letters, numbers, labels, or even 3D shapes and packaging. But because the law uses the word visible, it means that non-visual marks, like sounds, smells, or tastes, can't be registered here. Some countries, like the United States or those in Europe, allow those, but Cambodia doesn't.
Got it. So what system does Cambodia follow? First to use or first to file?
Cambodia follows the first to file system. That means whoever files the trademark application first gets the exclusive rights to it. Applications are filed with the Department of Intellectual Property Rights, which is part of the Ministry of Commerce. And if you've already filed your trademark in another country under the Paris Convention, you can claim priority rights when applying in Cambodia.
Once you've registered a trademark, how long does the protection last?
It's valid for 10 years from the date you file the application. And the good news is, you can renew it every 10 years. So as long as you renew on time, your trademark protection can last indefinitely.
Nice. So what rights do trademark owners actually get?
Quite a few. For one, you have the right to stop others from using a mark that's identical or confusingly similar to yours. You also have the right to license or franchise your trademark, or even assign it to someone else if you want to sell it. And if someone uses your mark without permission, you can take legal action to protect your brand and prevent further misuse.
And what if I discover that someone has filed a trademark that looks too similar to mine?
Before a trademark is officially approved and registered, there's a public opposition period where anyone can object to an application they believe infringes on their rights. Even after registration, a trademark can still be challenged or invalidated if there are valid grounds. For example, if it was registered in bad faith or violates another person's rights.
That's good to know. And what can a business owner do if someone is already infringing on their registered trademark?
There are several options. The first step is usually to send a cease and desist letter. That's a formal notice asking the infringer to stop using your mark. If that doesn't work, you can file a complaint with enforcement authorities, like the Economic Police Bureau, the Counter-Counterfeit Committee, or even the prosecutor's office of the competent court. And if the infringement involves imported goods, you can work with the General Department of Customs and Excise to block those goods at the border. There are also interim remedies, such as injunctions, that allow you to stop the infringement while the case is still being decided.
Sounds like there are good enforcement options in place. How about well-known international brands? Do they get any special protection?
Yes, they do. The trademark law gives special protection to well-known trademarks. Even if a well-known mark isn't registered in Cambodia, it's still protected against use on similar goods or services. And if a well-known mark is registered, that protection can extend even further to goods or services that aren't similar, if the use could mislead consumers or harm the brand's reputation.
That's really helpful. And just to be clear, can someone ever legally use another company's trademark?
Only with written permission from the trademark owner. That permission is usually in the form of a license agreement, and it has to be registered with the Department of Intellectual Property Rights. If it's not registered, it won't have any legal effect against third parties.
That was a great discussion, Zoe. We covered quite a lot, from share certificates and domain names to trademark protection, all key areas for doing business in Cambodia.
Thanks, Chad. I hope this helps business owners understand their legal responsibilities and rights a bit better. It's always better to know these things before issues arise.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to Cambodia Legal and Tax. If you found this episode useful, don't forget to subscribe and share it with your colleagues or clients who might benefit from it. Until next time, I'm Chad, and this was Cambodia Legal and Tax. Stay informed, stay compliant, and we'll see you in the next episode.